Mishnah Yomi for the 21st of Sivan is in Chapter 5 of Gittin, Mishnah Tet, Mash'elet, Isha L'chaverta, a woman may lend out to her friend, what kind of friend? A chashuda al-shvit, one who we have suspicions of not properly keeping the shvi'it, the shmita, the sabbatical year. The Gemara explains, it's not that we saw this woman out in the field plowing in a forbidden manner on shvi'it, it's that she's chashud on the beer, not beer that you drink, but the beer, meaning the removal, when the produce is no longer in the field on the sabbatical year, then whatever you stored in the house of that produce also has to be set outside and made available. But not everybody was so scrupulous and so careful to put everything out at the time of beer, and she might have been keeping something herself. So some of the produce in her house might be forbidden as Shemitah produce, but in any event, the woman in the Mishnah can lend this friend a nafa v'kivra, a sifter and a sieve, a finer form of sifter, the rehaim and the mill, the famous mill that you can't take as a pledge to pay a debt, v'tanur and an oven. Now back then their ovens we saw in Masechet Shabbat were sometimes portable. Now the scrupulous woman can lend out these tools, these kalim for preparation of food, for ochel nefesh, to the friend who's suspected of violating shvi'it, even though there's a chance that she will use these exact items to grind and bake and prepare items that are made out of forbidden shvi'it produce. Aval, but lo tavor, she can't sort the produce, that's the famous borer, that's forbidden on Shabbos, v'lo titchan ima, or grind the grains together with her friend, that's directly helping of something that might be forbidden. The Mishnah brings a related concept, Eishet Chaver, Mrs. Chaver. We've seen a Chaver is a family that's very careful. They're knowledgeable about tithing, about Tuma and Tahara. They eat their produce only after every tithe has been properly separated and in a state of ritual purity. So Mrs. Chaver, Mashelet Eishet Amaris, she can lend her friend who's less educated, less careful, Nafa v'chivra, the sieve and the sifter, or boreret, and she can actually help her sort out the wheat from the chaff, the tochenet, and help her grind u'merakedet ima. And also she can sift with them, so they can sit and do these things together, even though they come from different backgrounds. Aval, but misha totil mayim, when she puts in the water into the flour to start making the dough, lo tiga ima, then the Mrs. Chaver, who's careful, should no longer assist her. We don't strengthen the hands of those who are doing something forbidden. Now, it means we don't assist something that might be a transgression. Once they put the water in the flour, now there's a chiyuv of challah to separate challah from this dough. And this Mrs. Amaretz was chashud that probably, maybe, she's not separating challah. Though, to be lomad zchus, to give her the benefit of the doubt, we did see in Masechet Demai, that when they did a survey, like a census, they found most of the Amei Aretz were careful, at least with Truma, and most of them with Meiser. And Challah is really a form of Truma, though not everybody knows that. There's even variations of the bracha on Hafrashis Challah, bracha to separate Challah, some people end it Lahafrish Challah, and some say Lahafrish Challah Truma, because Challah is a form of Truma. Anyway, back in the Mishnah, the Chulan, all of these things, Lo Amru Eli B'nei Darchei Shalom, all of these things are Darchei Shalom, for keeping the peace. And the Mishnah endorses the concept, the hashkafa, that people can have very different backgrounds, very different educational levels, and differences in religious observance. That doesn't mean they shouldn't be friends and have normal social interactions within the limits of halacha, of course. The Mishnah goes on, machzikin yidei goyim b'shvit. You can strengthen the hands of non-Jews working the land of Israel during the sabbatical year, even though a Jew can't do it. Now, it doesn't mean you go help them plow. It means you say, shkoyach, you're doing great job, watch out for that rock. You know, you give them verbal encouragement. And we see from here, verbal encouragement is a powerful thing. Avolo yidei Yisrael. But if there's a Jew out there plowing the field on Shemitah, that's forbidden. You can't give him, you can't tell him good job. V'sholin b'shloman, you can ask about their peace. You know, say, hey, how are you? Good morning. How you doing? Mipnei darchei shalom, again, for the sake of keeping the peace. And the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? You should be friendly to everybody. We learn in Pirkei Avos, how to give everybody a smile, you know, be nice to everyone, a Jew or non-Jew alike. Doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara explains, even on a holiday, for the non-Jews, when there's certain interactions that are forbidden, like, you know, paying back a debt or giving them some sort of profit, they're going to, you know, give thanks to their idol, even then, you should still be friendly. you know, sometimes the biggest Kiddush Hashem is just to be a nice person who's smiling and talking to people. But let's go on to chapter 6, Perek Vav, back to Gittin HaOmer. One says, Hitkabel get zeh l'ishti. Please be the agent to receive this get on behalf of my wife. O holech get zeh l'ishti, or take this get and deliver to my wife. Imratza lachzor, if this husband wants to retract, Yachazor, he may retract his shlichut, his designation of this man as an agent, as we've seen previously. Ha'isha, now if it's the wife, and she's heard that her get is on the way, she'amra, and she says to someone, hitkabel li giti, I want you to accept my get. So it could be the husband is made an agent to deliver, and she wants to make an agent to go and accept the get, you know, meet him halfway. Or doesn't want to see the agent face to face, so she makes someone an agent to accept the get. Imratza lachzor, if the husband wants to retract once the get gets to the agent of the wife, lo yachzor. The husband can't retract. Once the get hits the hand of her agent, the agent she made, it's as if it's in her hand already. Lefichach, and therefore, im amar lo kabol, if the husband had actually told his agent, efshi, it's impossible, shetikabul lo, that you give it to someone to accept on her behalf. Elacholech v'tenlo, you have to go personally and see her face to face and give it into her hand. Imratza lachzor yachzor. Then the husband could retract. He could change his mind and retract as long as his agent still has the get in his hand before it gets to her hand, because he has instructed his agent not to give it to her agent, only to give it to her personally. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamli Omer, he adds to the case of the woman making a messenger, a shliach, to accept her get. Afa Omer, even if she said the words, tol li giti, you know, take my get, or she's basically saying, retrieve it for me, and that's a little vague. It could mean she says, you know, go bring it to me, but she's not officially appointing him as the agent of Kabbalah to actually accept the get, that his hands are like her hands. Imratza lachzor lo yachzor. If the husband wants to retract, once it hits this agent's hands, her agent's hands, he may not retract. So he's basically saying this is an effective language of making a shliach Kabbalah, and he is officially the shliach Kabbalah, the agent to receive the get, and once it's in his hands, it's as good as being in her hands. Yishar kochachem, tizkul mitzvot.